Because it's a chutzpah desire, he really rather be maida. I buy idolay. Kech b'lishtamit leivay. He's not being maida. Kech b'lishtamit leivay. V'stavar ada habali zuzi, a paran alay. Rachban al rabbi shkua alay. Kech adalay dilay dekut. This is Rabba's memory. What does Rabba say? Why is every maida b'miktsas not have a migo of kaifra hakayel? Because it's a chutzpah. To be kaifra hakayel is a chutzpah. And Eino the May is part of. Now this is the side of a second, I shouldn't say second, many rules we have so far, but it's reset for another rule of Migu. That's the rule of Migu de Ha'aza. I told you the other day, we should really just make a list and notice, you know, sort of make a booklet of all the rules of Migu. So yesterday we discussed Migu after Eim Shvua. Today we're going to return to it, but first there's something called the Migu de Ha'aza. Migu de Ha'aza means I'm timing one thing, and I have a Migu, I could have said something else. But that something else is a chutzpah. It's Ha'aza. Nobody wants to time such a thing. So Agamar is saying that that's not a Migu. Rabba is saying that a Migu de Ha'aza you don't say. A Maid of Mitzah says a Migu. He could have denied everything, but that's a chutzpah to deny everything. So therefore, we do not say amigo de ha'aza. That is the side of Rabba here in our Gemara. So where's the amokim for any discussion? It's a Parsha Gemara, you don't say amigo de ha'aza. Taisvis, Baba Kama says that amigo de ha'aza we don't say only when it comes to mamon. Only where it's an issue of mamonis. Then we don't say, I'm sorry, only when it comes to Shavua. Only in our Gemara, we went to the pater from a Shavua. He's the Maidah B'Miktas. He wants to be pater from a Shavua because he could have been Kai Fakal. So Ha'aza, it's a chutzpah. We don't say Migud Ha'aza when it comes to Shavua. However, when it comes to money, to mamon, Meyiz U'Meyiz. People do a lot of things that are chutzpah to make money. But to get money. When it comes to mamonis, we say amigo de ha'aza. It's only, our Rabba's rule is only laftur and mishvua. When it comes to an inyan of a shvua, to save yourself a mishvua, you wouldn't say the other time. But when it comes to gabi mamonis, we say other names. That's the aside that Taisa says. And there are a number of proofs to it. One proof is the Gemara in Bava Basra. Easy da'achli chushla, catchy name, maybe I'll remind you of it. Easy da'achli chushla is the case where someone's goats came into my yard and ate my food. So now I'm teveya, but I'm not believed. There are no witnesses. What I did is, when the goats ate the food, I grabbed the goats. I grabbed them and I chained them into my barn. So now I come to Bezdin and I say, the goats ate $100 worth of food. And believe me, because if I want, I could just say, they're my goats, I bought them from him. So believe me that they ate my food, with a migu, I could have said I bought them. It's a migu de ha'aza. What I'm saying now, they ate the food. The owner of the goats doesn't know I'm lying. He's not makir b'shik, right? He doesn't know I'm lying.
I think it would be like that. Why can't he say that? He stole it.
Who should say it? The owner of the goats? If I have something, you say I stole it, and I say I didn't. You can't be mighty for me that way. The talkalim is a mighty nechay of Orion. If I'm holding the goats, you claim I stole it, you have to prove that. Right. Or Migu di Boy Shastik, okay. Chinami, could have been Shay, well, not really Migu di Boy Shastik, because there would have been a Teveya.
The other guy would have been
Teveya, so it's not a total Migu di Boy Shastik. Because he could have said he bought it, because he bought the gold. Not the same idea. So the Kasha is that it's a Migu di Ha'aza. that Midul Darza means what I'm saying now, you're not makir b'shikra, you don't know if I'm lying. Now, Vamigo, I could have said something where you know I'm lying. That means I could have said something that's a bigger chutzpah. And yet we say that Migu. So Taisus, you know why? Because that's a Migu for Maminis. And for Maminis, you say a Migu to Ha'azah. When it comes to Mamin, Meyiz or Meyiz. A person is Meyiz for Maminis. So this is the rule of Migu to Ha'azah. I think that, as far as I know now, I should say all the Rishayim, I think at least virtually all the Rishayim hold of this, that a Migu to Ha'azah, we say it's a good Migu by Mamin, and Rav is only saying to Pata from Ishmua by the Mitzah, so that we don't say. That we don't say Migu to Ha'azah. That's for today, the Sugya of Migu to Ha'azah. Now let's go back to the Sugya of Migu after Ishmua, because it's intertwined, it's related. Yesterday, the Rima Gash said that Amigu Lafturim Mishvua Lai Amigu. You don't say Amigu to Pata from Shvua. And we struggled with the Svara, why Amigu you shouldn't say, but Lamai said that's the Rima Gash Shita. Amigu Lafturim Mishvua Lai Amigu. He brought a Raya for each of the three Shvus Dairaisa. Okay, in a Torah, there are three circumstances under which a person swears. The three are, again, Maidev Miktas, Shaimrim, and Eid Achad. And the Rimagash is that in each one of those three cases, you could have a Migu, and Afal Pikein, you still swear. So we see that Migu Laftur Mishvua Layamri. The Rush answers each of the three. The first Raya is a Maida B'Miktas. Maida B'Miktas swears. Even though he has a Migu, he could have been Kaifer Akal. So we see Migu left to a Mishvua, Layamrina. That's what it says in the Rima Gash. The Rush says, I don't know what he's talking about. It's the Gemara's Kasha. That's Rabba's Kasha. Rabba already asked that every Maida B'Miktas has a Migu, he could have been Kaifer Akal. And Rabba said a Teretz, Eino the Meyiz. So what's the Rima Gash's Raya? That's Rabba. The Rima Gash said, I can prove it to you. Because the Maida B'Miktas swears even though he has a Migu. But that was Rabba's Kasha. Wasn't that Rabba's Kasha in our Gemara? Name Amr, Atari Maida B'Miktas, Yishba. Because Chazak Eino the Meyiz. So the Rosh says that's our Gemara's Kasha. So what's the Raya? The Taka, what's Pshat in the Rima Gash? How did the Rima Gash learn Rabba? How did he learn Rabba's words? Truth is that the Rima Gash learned Rabba slightly differently anyway. Because how do you learn? I told you yesterday there are three places in this Gemara where Rashi and Taisus would disagree, based on Migul after Mishma. The third one was, on these words, Neima Amra Taira Maidu Satani Yishma. What was Rabba's Kash? So Taisus said the Feirish, and the Rosh now is saying that Rabba was asking that every Maidu B'Miksa should have a Migul of Kaifraka. The Rima Gash didn't learn this way. Because the Rima Gash holds the Migu doesn't pata from Ishvua. So the whole Kasha could not have been. Taisus holds the Migu patas from Ishvua. So it makes sense. Maybe name Amra Tayyib Maidan Satani Ishba. Washa Maidan swear he's a Kaifar Akal. That was his Kash. Rima Gash holds, you don't say Migu left to Ishvua. So Rabbi could not have been asking, if Neymar Matabri says that Yishba, I is a Migul. Because Migul doesn't pass it for sure. So the Rima Gash learns, if Neymar Amratari Maidim is Atani Yishba, to mean, why does a Maidim Mikta swear, I is a Meshavaveda? And we learned yesterday, Rashi holds Meshav Aveda, there's a takana that a Meshav Aveda doesn't swear. So that the Rimagashan, the Rosh is saying, Lishitasa, a good teretz on the Rimagash's teretz. Like the Rosh Hashit is a good teretz. It's not a kash on the Rimagash. Because the Rimagash learned our Gemara differently. The only thing Gemara was not asking from Migu. Because Migu left her with Shavua Lo Yamrina. The Gemara could not have been asking from Migu. So he learned our Gemara differently. But the Rosh, Lishitasa, is good. The Rosh learned. The name of Amr Atari reminds me of the time of Yeshba is Akasha, they should have a Migo. The Rosh Hashitasai answered it, and the Rimigash Hashitasai did not learn Agamara to have a connection to it. That's the Kavan of Rabbah's Kasha. The Stifler asked that. The Stifler says that the Teretz is Tzaz Dachuk because of the Lashon Amr Atari. It's a kind of Rabban. I think by merit, that's what he calls Tzaz Dachuk. Maybe it's Harbe Dachuk, but this is how he learns the Gemara like Rashi. The second raya of the Rimagash was Shuas HaShaimrim. The Shuas HaShaimrim, he also has a Migu. What's his Migu? The Shaimer says, you give me something to watch. I say Nanas. It died. Gave me an animal touch, it's done. What's my migul? I could have said, you never gave it to me. The Rosh says, same thing. He says, what do you mean, a migul, you never gave it to me? That migul that you never gave it to me, that's a hazel. It's a chutzpah. I would rather say it died, which is something you can't contradict, rather than to say that it, rather than say you never gave it to me. So it's a migu de aza. So my meila, the migu should not. So my meila, the raya, the rimagash is not a raya. The rimagash said every shaymer has a migu. Not true. That's not a migu. It's a migu de aza. Every shaymer has a migu. Put us the loy advar me aylam. That's a migu de aza. And the third raya, the raya from eid echad. What was the raya from Eid Echad? Eid Echad says, I owe someone money. I say he's lying. I have to pay. I have a migul. So I mean, I'm going to have to pay. I have to swear. I have a migul. Even though I have a migul, I still have to swear. We see migul left during Mishvah Lo'yamina. That's the raya, the third raya of the Rimagash. The Rosh says he doesn't know what the Rimagash is talking about. How could you ever have a migu against an Eid Echad? What's the case? I don't understand the Rosh. Could you come up with a case where you have a migu against an Eid Echad? That is very simple. An Eid Echad says, I owe Reuven $100. I borrowed $100 from Reuven. And I say, the Eid Echad is lying. I never borrowed. I have a migu, I could have said, I paid already. Why does the Rosh say it's not possible to have such a case? Know what the Rosh means? The Rosh says, Rimagash is right for an Eid Echad. There's no such case that against an Eid Echad you have a need. What does he mean? Well, it's a very simple case. A regular case of Loi Lovisi, you have a Migo Parati.
If you
well, if I'm the case is they're contradicting the Eid Echad. Eid Echad says they borrowed, I say no such thing. Now I have a migul, don't I have a migul? What? It's an Eid Echad. What's wrong with the migul? That's right. If the Rosh holds the problem against one, he should say so. But he says that there's no Eichat Tinsa, I don't know what he means. So if so, the Rimagash's raya is l'chayra good raya. The Eid Echad you swear even though you have a migul. So the Ram says a teretz. I mentioned this yesterday that the Rishonim will learn that an Eid Echad has a kayach like two Eidim until you swear against it. An Eid Echad is mechayiv Mamin or Shmua. He himself is, he has a kayach of two Eidim. Until you swear against him to contradict him. But he himself, the Erecha, has a kayach of Mechayim Mamin, just like two Eidim. So Turan, an Eid Echad, a Migul doesn't help against Eid Echad, it's like a Migul B'makim Eidim. Because an Eid Echad is considered like two Eidim until you swear. Because now you don't swear. We believe the Eid Echad. So this is the way Ran answers the third of the three rayas. So basically, the Rebbe Gash brought three rayas. His raya from Eidah B'miktas, the Rosh learns that that's good for Rabba's memory. His raya from Shulas HaShayrim, the Rosh kindness that's a Migul Da'aza. And the raya from Eid Echad, so I don't understand the Rosh's terrors, but the Ran answers that against an Eid Echad, a Migul doesn't work for a different reason, because it's a Migul B'vakav Eidim. So Eid Echad is considered like two Eid. So much for the rayas that we had yesterday. The second half of Shir yesterday, we argued about the Svara. What's the Svara of Migul Lefteri Meshvur Layamina? So I told you that I wasn't happy, I wasn't happy with any of the Pshatim. But basically, the easiest way is that Migul doesn't help Lefteri Meshvur. If you hold Shvuah as a stronger raya than Migul, which many of you held, so then a Migul cannot take the place of a Shvuah. I disputed that with you yesterday, and I still dispute it. I don't think Migul is stronger than Shvuah. And logically, I don't think it's stronger than Shvuah. I don't think Shvuah is stronger than Migul. Migul's Yerushalayim Amrina is because Shvuah is stronger than Migul, so Migul's not good enough. I don't think it's true that Shvuah is stronger. And you can argue about it, but I think the Shach and Sma argue about it, so you can say it however you like. It's not. Yes?
It's funny, according to the way the Tais system, he asks why, the amount of often you tell that the rights of God is still a lot of square. So then why the Apostle Andrew, so Tais system explains it, that there are serious commerce involved with.
There is no repercussions. Even if that's so, we happen to pass the Chasher moment as Chasher HaShavuah. So I'm just saying that in the Havanas in Yeshua is somehow more chomer to people, right? So maybe that's the pshat. So you're saying again, like yesterday, that Shavuah is more chomer than a Migul.
It's not
somehow mavari the truth more. It's more likely he's telling the truth because he wouldn't swear falsely. The Sma apparently holds that way, or Bochanan holds that way. I told you yesterday my taina. If so, a person should always be able to be mevara things with a shvua. He can't. So what you answered me is that the Torah didn't give him the power to. Maybe that's a terrence. I'm not going to open that up again, because if I open it up, we can argue about it for a long time. But it's just kedai to remember that then. In discussing Migul and Pesha Aser, the big yisayid is that there are two ways to learn a Migul or a Pesha Aser. One is that a Migul is a birur, which is the way usually learn Migul, and Migul is mevara things, it's a proof, and being that a Migul is a proof, everything we've discussed until now it's fine. And Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon have a new concept in Migul, which I mentioned to you, I believe, in the beginning of the parak, what they call Kayach HaTaima. That Migul is not a birur, doesn't really, Migul doesn't prove anything. So maybe the person didn't think of the other Taima. You can't say, if I'd be lying, I'd say the other, maybe he didn't think of the other Taima. Maybe he thought this Taima is just as good. Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon learn The migu is something called kayachatayna. What is kayachatayna? I explain to you that if I create something, I have a right to control it. If I come into Bezdin and I say, this field was your father's, Bezdin would have had no reason to accept such an argument. I'm the one who says, this field was your father's. I create something. I have a kayachatayna. I have a right to control and to say, it's true, it was your father's. Well, let me explain. I have a right to explain. It was your father's until such and such a day, and on that day, I bought it from him. Being that I created the taina, I have kayach taina. I have a kayach to control that taina. So that a kayach taina is a technical rule. It's not the first way you learn migu, which I think is the most understood way, is that migu is a bearer. The Chonah of Shimna is saying, no, migu is a kayach taina. It's a power I have, which is a technical power, that if I say something, I should be allowed to explain it. I should be allowed to explain whatever I say. That's a migu.
The other subject said a migu, then they'll agree it's first way, then it's
probably. Probably agree that both things are fine. So that, but they'll say that this both is bigger, but there's also kayachatayna. So, are you familiar with this? I think I mentioned this in the past, and certainly we'll mention it again. This concept that migu is kayachatayna. You remember I explained kayachatayna, that with the example, and every time you have kayachatayna, you try to remember the example I had with a poor man, right, who walks into Bezdin with a diamond. And yesterday, the rich man in town owned this diamond. Today, the poor man walks in. And Bezdin says, how'd you get it? He says, I bought it. I was saving up money for the last 5 years, and I bought this diamond from him. And the rich man says, he stole it from me. So what's the halacha? So the poor man could keep it. The poor man is the Muhammad Sibach of Al-Varayah. Even though, if you ask me, I don't believe him. I don't believe him. This man has been collecting in shul for the last 5 years. And he's been collecting deposit bottles in the garbage cans. Now he says he owns $1 million diamond. I don't believe him. I really think he stole it. Logically, I don't believe him. But he has kayach ha'taina. What is kayach ha'taina? It means he has the technical right. He holds it in his hand. He has it. He claims he bought it. He has the right to keep it. I might say, I'm a bel of a raya. That's kayach ha'taina. What? He's a muzik. Being a muzik is not a logical reason that he wins. It's that a muzik has what we call kayach ha'taina. He has the right to say any taina he wants and wins. As long as it's possible. See, he wins. So that a muzik has a kayach ha'taina. He has the right to say whatever he wants, and he's going to win because technically he has to win. Rav Chanan and Rav Shimon learned that a migu is the same thing. I created a taina, like a muzik on the taina, and I have a right to control whatever that creates. That's kayach ha'taina. If you go with this mahalach, then we can say that we understand the Rima Gash very well. Why? And this is the Stipler writes above Metzia. Then we understand the Rima. What does the Rima Gash say? Migu lafture mishvua layamim. So I asked, a migu is stronger than a shvua. Why can't a migu pater from a shvua? So the Stipler, what's a shvua? A shvua is a birr. It's a raya that I'm telling the truth. The Torah is mechayiv me to be mevarer that I'm telling the truth. If migu is a birer, then the kasha is, why isn't the migu good enough? Then it's a valid kasha. Why is the migu not good enough? A migu is mevarer as much as a shvua. But now, if we're going to go with this new track and say migu is a kayach ha'taina, not a birer, it's a kayach ha'taina, then our kasha falls off. The kasha was, let migu take the place of shvua. If the Torah was mechayev a shvua, the Torah obligates me to be mevarer. If a migu is not mevarer things, it's just a kayach, it does not satisfy the Torah's requirement that I swear. Torah says swear. Torah said be mevara through swearing. Amigo is not mevara enough to is not mevara things. It's a kayach. But even when you have the kayach, the Torah said swear. Even if you're a mosik, there's an eidachet against you, you swear. So kayach atayna doesn't do the trick. So again, my whole problem yesterday was because I feel amigo is as much a birur as a shvur. Because of the fact that Migu works all the time, so we see Migu has power, so it's a bearer. That whole line of problems falls off if you go with Kaya Chatayna. You say Migu is Kaya Chatayna. So then we understand the Migash. It's a Chi of Shvua. Shvua, you have to be Mavar. The Migu doesn't work in place of a Shvua. Yes? He doesn't have to say it. According to everyone, he doesn't have to say the Migu. Yeah, it's true, but it's always implicit in what he's saying. If someone says you owe me money, he says I paid, he's implying that it's true I borrowed. So he's really saying I borrowed and I paid. So he's really saying I borrowed, creating the admission in Bezin that he borrowed. He's saying I paid. So really, it's always, whatever he doesn't deny is always implied, applied haidah.
But amigo works that he goes and says, was he always saying, he goes and says, I didn't pay. I didn't borrow. Okay.
No, he says, I peru amigo de mezuyah. It's true I borrowed, and I paid. I have amigo, I could have said I didn't borrow. Or an armishna, shalom
bicha. But that's not explicit one. That's not implied by what I'm saying.
You say perua. It's not implied that you borrowed.
But that I could have said.
Oh, so that's something Bezna understands.
But it is based, even though it's based not on this, what he's saying is a
beer,
but it's not.
That's right. He has the kayak. It's the only reason I know he borrowed is because he admits it. So he has the kayak to say whatever he wants about this loan. The only way Beth knows he borrowed is because he admits he borrowed. So he has the kayach to say what he likes about it, to be believed. So these are loose ends of these two things. The Gemara, of course, at the last few lines, let's just finish, goes back to the Machlokes Rav Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim. He says he's never mayor against anyone. Not against the father, not against the son. I do want to leave you with one kasha, which is really intertwined with what we said, but it's complicated. I just would like to point out the kasha to you and. I told you that amigo da aza we say for mamon. It's only by shvua that we do not say amigo da aza. By shvua we don't. In other words, by shvua amigo da aza layan, it's not a good amigo. And by mamon it is. The Ktzais asks if this contradicts the Rosh's taina from yesterday. The Rosh argued the Rimagash. He said, Mali Mamin, Mali Shvua. Shvua is Mamin. Shvua and Mamin is really the same thing. Because every time you have to swear, if you don't swear, you pay. Mali Shvua, Mali Mamin. So the Rosh asks the Kasha. The Ktzais asks the Kasha on the Rosh. The Ktzais asks on the Rosh that if you say Mali Mamin, Mali Shvua, so now how could you say, you know, the Meis? Works by such a meager works by mamon and not by shvua. Shvua is essentially mamon, the way the Rosh looked at it. So then, mali zeh. What's the difference between mamon and what's the difference between shvua? It's all the same. And the Ktzais answers with a chiddush. The Ktzais says that why do we make a person swear? What's the purpose in making someone swear? Mimanafshach. If he's a crook, so we pass from Chashid Amam and Chashid Ashvusa. Someone is Chashid Amam and is Chashid Ashvusa. So that means if he's a crook, he's going to swear falsely anyway. And if he's honest, so then let's just believe him. Let's just believe him. Why do we make a person swear? So the answer to that is, Chazal have a concept that of Safik Milva Yeshema Yesh Le'olam. When someone denies that he owes money, we're afraid that maybe the reason he's doing it, he's not really a crook. But if I know you owe me money from 3 years ago, and I can't prove it, I know you owe me $100,000 3 years ago, and now I have an opportunity to see some of your money, I'll do that. Not because I'm a crook, but because I know you owe me $100. And then I see you left $100 laying around, I'll take it. The purpose of Shavua is to catch those people who are basically honest, but who are paskining for themselves that they have a right to take under certain circumstances. That's the main reason we're Mechayev Shavua. Now, of course, agav, we will catch some other people who would be ganovim but are frightened of shvuos. That's not the reason we make takana of shvuah. The reason, the Torah, I should say, set up shvuah is more to catch people who are meira heter, people who think they have son heter to see someone else's money. And being that they think they have some heter, will be mechayev mishvuah, and hopefully he won't make the mistake of paskening for himself. That's the reason that we're mechayev mishvuah, that the Torah is mechayev mishvuah. Well, the way I said, he knows he's old from 3 years ago, but maybe in his mind he's old, maybe he's wrong. There's not a psak. So if a person is 100% sure the truth is, he's allowed to take. A person doesn't want people trusting on their own and taking. But Suffolk Milva Yeshena, Suffolk of an old Milva that he has from years past. So the reason that we make a person swear is because of this Suffolk Milva Yeshena Yesh Le'olav. And such a person is a Te'eles in setting up for him, setting up a Shvur. The male is at the tzais, that's pshat in the rush. A migu, the ha'aza, a chutzpah, a person will say to get money. A person who's a god of and out to get money will say a migu da'aza, and we can work with a migu da'aza. But he will not do it lafturei mishvur. Since the whole lafturei mishvur is for such a person, by whom the moment is something which he thinks he's really. He has a right to. So for such a person, he won't say amigo da'aza in order. That's really the person we're aiming at with our shvua. For such a person, he won't. That's amigo da'aza lay aminam. To get out of a shvua, he won't. There's no chutzpah. You know, it helps us a little to be talking about such people instead of hard crooks. Because, like in the bottom Tosfos, the last pshat, Rivah Pirush, Eino Demei is Hefshech Veirim Makim Vishikrei. You know, the mayor is he wouldn't say something if the other person knows he's lying. If we're talking about crooks, what does that mean? You know, he'll pickpocket someone, he'll rob someone, but he won't lie when he knows Makir B'Shikra. According to this Ketzais, it's not so bad because really, we're not talking about hard crooks. A hard crook, a real crook, Chashid Mamin is Chashid HaShvua, so he'll lie. We're aiming with the Chi of Shvua at those people who are being my reheta for themselves. So really, they're honest people. Such people to whom Shvuah is aimed, say no the mayas. For Shvuah, he won't be mayas. He won't have the chutzpah for Shvuah because such a person is taka sensitive, not to be mayas to be.
Can you just say that
amigu de ha'aza, by mamim, we say. By Mammon, we say, we don't say the Migul, because we say the person is Meis. By Shmuel, we say the person is not Meis. Why? Because by Shmuel, we're talking about this type of person. No, so we're saying now is that by Mammon, it'll be Meis. That's what Tosfos is doing, he's answering the Rush. Let's go for what he's trying to explain the Rush, how we make this go. Okay, today we've had a bunch of small different nakudas. Hopefully we'll be able to sort it out. What I would like to do, now the Taisus on the Amud Beis is an important Taisus. It's not a Ksubis Taisus. It's above Metzia, Daf Gimel, Sugya. The Sugya of Chashir Amam and Chashir Ashvuasa. I would encourage you to learn it. I know some of you are sort of up to pace and some of you are behind, falling behind. The Taisus Yomid Beis is an important Taisus, but it's not important for our sugya. It's much more important that we chaz with the three blots. We don't have a lot of time. We have tomorrow, Sunday, Monday for Chazara. Please make sure you have some kinyan in the three blot of Gemara. On Tuesday, we're going to begin the next Mishnah. Lately, I've become lazy with giving bechinas after Chazara. So I want to tell you ahead of time that on Yilches Yomid Beis is not going to be lazy. The sugis of Yilches, Yates, Chof that we're going to learn from now till through, I will try to put pressure on you. Not because I want the Bechina, because I want to put pressure on you to know it well. So please do good Chazara. Go ahead.